is that the other person will not want to talk about spiritual matters. We may experience a brief sense of embarrassment or rejection. When we ask, "Would you like to talk about spirituality?" the other person may say, "No, I don't think so, not today. Thanks anyway." That is about the most pain we face. On the other hand, look at the upside potential. We might actually be part of God's redemptive purposes on earth. But if I wait until I'm feeling 100% certain about having a spiritual conversation with somebody who is far from God, I may never have it. I will have to take the risk first. I have to get my feet wet. Jeffrey Cotter tells about one time, an unforgettable plane ride, when he took the risk. As a pastor returning from a job interview and dressed in blue jeans, he found himself sitting next to a pinstripe-wearing, attaché case-carrying, Wall Street Journal-reading businessman. Cotter's initial impulse was to avoid all conversation, especially about jobs. But when Mr. MBA greeted him, that option was lost. The man worked in what he called the figure salon business. He spoke of how they could change a woman's self-concept by changing her body. He talked of his excitement about the power and significance of what he did. Cotter was struck by the man's pride in his work and accomplishments. He wondered why Christians are not more like that. Why we are so often apologetic about our faith. He realized he had been in avoidance mode during the whole flight because of fear. Looking skeptically at Cotter's clothing, Mr. MBA asked about his line of work. Let Cotter tell it from here. The spirit began to brood over the face of the deep. Order and power emerged from chaos. A voice...